escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Our poll question on Twitter at the Team 980, which rookie do you think is going to have the most productive season for the Commanders on offense, Jalen Lane or Jacory Kroski-Merritt? So go vote for that. Let us know. In 20 minutes, I got five hot takes for the Commanders season that I will run past you, and then I want your hottest take at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. That'll be in 20 minutes. But coming up right now, week zero of college football is here. I am incredibly excited, as most of you know, massive college football guy, and we're finally getting real games back to preview. My guy, Rob Brown from the BetMGM Network. You can hear him bet for the cycle 12 to 4 on Saturdays for at least two more weeks. And then he's every day in South Carolina, the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, what's happening?
Buddy, if I could get them to pay me the same amount of money to work from 12 to noon, it would be the greatest job of my life. And it's already a great job because they give me money to talk about college football.
Yeah, getting paid that same amount of money to talk for 1 minute is what my dreams are made of. I can fill a minute.
I mean, we all have big aspirations. Mine were always to share the airwaves with Denton Day. And would you look at that, dreams come true.
I thought you said big aspirations. Never mind. All right, so week zero, we got a ranked matchup, which we don't normally get in week zero. I know they try and give us at least a couple big schools, but the Iowa State, Kansas State is obviously the headliner. It's in Ireland. It's two teams that are in the top 25. As we just start there, what are you looking at in that game? Do you have a lean in that one?
I do. I am going with Kansas State. I am laying the points on this one, and there's really a couple of reasons why. The first is I am bought in on Avery Johnson being a dude, and some games like this one, it really feels like having the best playmaker on the field can be the difference of what happens on the field. And I do think that's Avery Johnson, but there's a couple of other things that jump out. And I know that there are already people going, wait a minute, Rob Brown, they had him last year and they lost this exact same game. But I would also point out, you had a turnover on what was it, the opening kicker, the opening drive that Iowa State punched it in. Kansas State was kind of playing from behind. I am not going to bet against the favorite because of fluke turnover. So I'm going to go with Kansas State for just having the better player overall. But the second thing is, I don't think this K-State defense, Denton Day, got nearly the credit that they deserved. Every now and then, you stumble upon one of those stats that for some reason takes up free rent in your brain. And the one for Kansas State that did that for me was that last year against the run in a conference that was predicated on running teams, Kansas State held opponents to zero or negative yards on 25% of their plays. One out of every four running plays went for zero or negative yards. If you bump that to gains of 3 yards or shorter, it was still like 40-something, 41, 42%. this defense did not get the credit it deserved last year. They bring a bunch of guys back. They kept a lot of consistency. Iowa State's a team that is going to keep the ball on the ground. They were super conservative last year, and I think with the loss of talent, they've got reason to be as, if not more, conservative this year. So they are going to be running into the teeth of one of the best defensive run stop teams in America last year that is probably going to be better at it this year. And again, Avery Johnson is a dude, and I will bet on a dude many, many times in college football, this being one of them.
That conference in itself is crazy. Yeah, I was looking at the odds and then comparing that to other conferences across college football. They're the only team that has, or the only conference that has more than four teams with plus 800 or shorter to win the conference. They have like six or seven teams that are either plus 800 or shorter. It's insane.
Yeah, I was looking at that. In fact, we were talking about earlier this week on my local show about conference champions, who could end up getting those automatic qualifiers, et cetera. And there's this weird thing because you have a bunch of teams that have short odds to win that conference, Denton Day, and then go look at the odds to win the national championship. They're all astronomical, right? Like, yeah. There's no team in that conference, including the favorites, Kansas State, Arizona State. There's no team that has anywhere close to short odds to win the national championship. Let me ask you this and turn the tables on you. I said that if I could find somewhere to take a ticket just because of the odds I think that it would be, I would. I think it's possible this conference maybe only gets their conference champion into the playoffs. I think it's possible this conference ends up having one team in the bracket. And that's a result from the SEC, to me, might have the best year as an individual conference any conference has ever had. The Big Ten, depending on whether or not Michigan rebounds, could have three or four. I also think, and I don't know if this is a hot take, I think the ACC is better than anybody's given it credit for. Clemson's going to win that thing, but Miami's in the hip pocket. SMU, maybe not as good as last year, but they were in the conference championship game. I think Florida State could be due for a rebound. Miller Moss at Louisville might throw for 10,000 yards this year. I think the ACC can get three teams in. I think because of the depth and parity everywhere else, the Big 12 might get one team in the playoff this year, just their conference champion. And I don't know if that's a hot take or not, but I feel like it's not.
Do you believe in Carson Beck?
I kind of do. I will tell you that. I didn't until about two or three weeks ago when I had a Miami fan call my show and try to convince me Miami could take down Clemson. And I was like, all right, let me deep dive this guy. Deeper than just the 24-3 record, which in a lot of schools you're like, all right, whatever. That's in Georgia, man. Like, Georgia for the past three or four years has been everybody circled in red game. 24-3, higher than way above, higher than average completion percentage. The touchdown to interception ratio has been very, very good. And I know he's had more weaponry than most other quarterbacks had over the years. But I think if you really go look at the guy's numbers, they're more impressive than they might be on just a cursory glance. I don't say cursory glance very often.
Yeah, that is quite the word. Rob Brown with me here, BetMGM and the Fan Upstate in South Carolina. Good enough to join us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in. As you look at some of the other conferences, the Big Ten and the SEC, are there teams that stand out to you? Maybe that are not at the top of the conference, but you think when season's over could be.
Yeah, I got to say, I hate doing this because I know it sounds cliche and it's probably not the answer you want, but I'm in on Alabama this year. I think that you never want to be the dude that follows the dude. You damn sure don't want to be the guy that follows the goat, as Kalen DeBoer is. But just based on kind of following the fan temperature about that team, I am almost shocked by the fact that it seems like, despite Bama maybe not accomplishing what they wanted to accomplish last year, it feels to me like there's not as much pressure on Kalen DeBoer to follow up Nick Saban with Nick Saban's success as I thought there might be. I talked to Kalen DeBoer very briefly at SEC Media Days. He seems a lot more relaxed, a lot more under control, a lot more in control than he did last year. And I'm asking the same question about a lot of teams, Denton, which is, what do I make out of the quarterback situation? And Ty Simpson in Alabama is absolutely in that group. But Alabama with that script A could have gotten damn near anybody they wanted out of the portal at quarterback. And Kalen DeBoer repeatedly doubled and tripled down that Ty Simpson is his guy. So I'm not saying he's going to be in the Heisman race. But if Kalen DeBoer, who I think has had a pretty good eye for quarterbacks over the past couple of years, is going to say, that's my guy, he's the dude we're rolling with, then I'm willing to give a little bit of leeway and an assumption that he must have something going for him that Kalen DeBoer likes. On top of that, they just got Alabama talent everywhere, and genuinely, I think Alabama has the best offensive line in college football this year. You put all of that together, I really think Alabama's going to be in the mix with Texas and Georgia for an ACC title game this year. I think they're interesting. I think Lenora Sellers at South Carolina, I don't think South Carolina on paper is anywhere near Georgia, Alabama, Texas. But I think when you got a dude that is that far above and beyond everybody else, as I think Lenora Sellers is, kind of like Tim Tebow at Florida, that just inherently makes them dangerous. So I'm interested there. Over in the Big Ten, I look at Oregon, and I know, again, number one overall seed last year, I'm not exactly out on a thin branch here, but I would point out, Denton Day, that go look at Oregon's schedule, man. Like, they've got an interesting spot where they've got to fly across the country to Penn State. They've got a home game against Oregon State the week before that. They come back to Oregon for Indiana. So a little bit of maybe a trap game scenario there. But the schedule's a breeze for Dan Lanning and the Ducks this year. So I know everybody's in on the conversations changed about James Franklin and Penn State. That's fine. Ohio State's got Jeremiah Smith. If Julian Sands the dude, Ryan Day's got the monkey off the back, that's fine. I think Oregon might be back in the Big Ten championship game this year too.
Yeah, I really love Dante Moore. You know, in a era of college football where everyone is just reaching to get to the only place that will play them, him willingly taking a seat for a year was incredibly impressive to me. And I'm expecting that he is going to come out swinging in the Big Ten. What about Arch? How hype are you for Arch? Are you buying into the facade? Not the facade, but are you buying into the hype? Are you drinking the Kool-Aid? Where are you with the young Manning?
I think I am. I am buying into the hype, .. of the potential of Arch. But I do think it is very fair to have questions. We know the assets that Arch Manning has going for him. We know the asset in terms of having Eli, having Peyton, having Cooper, having Archie to lean on. We know the assets of Steve Sarkisian's a guy who knows how to work with quarterbacks. There's a lot going for Arch. But, and I said this a couple of weeks ago, you may have caught it, Steve Spurrier was on a podcast and he said, wait a minute, fair question, if Arch is really that far above and beyond everybody else, that we, just on Arch being Arch, are willing to put this into the SEC title game and national championship conversation just because of him. How did he not beat out Quinn Ewers for a job last year? And if he couldn't do it last year, was one off season enough to transform Arch Manning from guy who can't beat out Quinn Ewers to guy who is the obvious pick for a Heisman Trophy? And a lot of people went after Steve, how are you asking that question? I thought it was very fair. I think it's very fair today. So I would say everything that Arch Manning needs to reach the potential of the hype being placed on him, that's all there, Denton Day. But I am not ready to buy into he is football Jesus and we are all ready to witness. That being said, Ohio State on the road week one, if Arch and the Horns go into the Big Hour, go into the Shoe, pardon me, if they go into Columbus and they get that win in week one, and especially if he puts on a show, then maybe I change my mind real, real fast. But I kind of want to see it before I'm willing to go, yes, he is the deliverer and savior of college football.
I'm actually massively on Ohio State in that opener because I think everyone's going to be on Arch. But here's my question for you then. In hindsight, right? I know I'm asking you to predict hindsight, which is laughable. But do you think that comment by Steve Spurrier is going to look like it was more in the direction of Arch or more in the direction of Sark by the end of the year? Meaning that if Arch really is as good, he doesn't even have to reach the heights that everybody thinks he's going to reach. But if he is a good quarterback, Texas gets deep in the playoff, maybe we see them in the championship game. Do you think that comment from Steve Spurrier is going to be more looked back on, said, wow, Why was Sark being so stubborn? What did he see in Quinn Ewers that made him miss what he had in Arch?
You know, I honestly didn't, Day, and this is why you are the absolute radio brilliance that I aspire to reach one day in my 18-year career. I have actually not considered that thought yet. But I will say this, as I turn around and then immediately kick the legs out from the same question that I said was genius a second ago. I don't know that it has to be either, right? Like, I know we have this thing we're supposed to do in radio where we are supposed to take the most mundane things and turn it into an everlasting battle of good versus evil, right versus wrong. I just think it's fair to ask that as a question, right? I think it is fair to say if Arch Manning is as talented as the media is making him out to be, how was he not good enough to take the job last year? And if he wasn't good enough to take the job last year, was one offseason enough to elevate him to that guy this year? I don't necessarily think it needs to be a Sark's an idiot question. I don't think it necessarily needs to be a all of you who have bought into Arch are idiots question. I think it really can just be a good question of, was he that good last year and he didn't play? Or was this offseason one more year of sitting and learning and developing and getting that experience and now having a full offseason of being the unquestioned QB1, was that enough to make him the guy? I mean, I don't think this necessarily needs to be a question of Steve's got the sights trained on any one person or group or whatever. I think it's just a fair and valid question to ask, but it is one that I think Steve in 2 or 3 weeks will need to say, now we have our answer, and the answer is blank, whatever it turned out to be.
Rob Brown with me here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. We're previewing the college football season. We start week zero tomorrow with a bunch of good games. Not great games, but good games. You're down there in South Carolina. What is the hype level for Shane Beamer and his squad, and how excited are people for Lenore Sellers?
You know, it is very interesting because on one hand, I have a ticket out on Lenora Sellers to win the Heisman Trophy. That's how good this kid is. It is not to me. The only question is, how high can he reach? Not will he reach high. The answer to that is a definitive yes. The question is, how high can he reach? I think he's got Heisman finalist, maybe Heisman winner written on him. And so obviously that just in and of itself makes South Carolina fans probably more excited than they've been since like Spurrier's second year here in the upstate. That being said, I have gotten myself under the gun here with Gamecock fans by pointing out, let's look everywhere else on the field. Your best running back is a guy who, yes, excelled last year, but did so for Colorado State. Are we putting him up there with the Nate Frazier's at Georgia? I can't. Let's look at the offensive line. Is it better this year? Sure, they got some experience. But better than what? Lenore Sellers was running for his effing life last year. Like, better than second or third from the bottom in the SEC isn't an improvement that I'm excited about. Let's look at the wide receiver core. Nick Harbor is a freak of nature and on the video game is an absolute cheat code. However, Nick Harbor was also a guy that struggled dramatically with the dropsies last year. Did he fix that? Flip to the defense. You lost, what, 3 or 4 NFL players in the draft, more draft selections than South Carolina's ever had, and you're replacing them with whom? You've got 2 or 3 guys coming back with experience. Other than that, you've got a handful of juniors and seniors that haven't cracked the field in their time in Columbia, and a couple of transfers you hope are going to work out. So it's like, on one hand, I genuinely think South Carolina has the best quarterback in college football this year. That's not sucking up. That's my honest belief. On the other hand, Denton Day, there's not much on this team to look at and say, oh yeah, that unit or that guy stacks up in the SEC as a recognizable, notable difference maker. So it's kind of a weird spot for Gamecock fans in, you're as excited about a guy, you might have the Cam Newton of your franchise on one hand. On the other hand, what is he working with? What is going to be going into making it where Lenore doesn't have to go out and try to win every ball game 49-45 every week? I think this team under Lenore Sellers is maybe good enough to grab like the 11th or the 12th playoff seed. I also think they're a team that could realistically finish 7-5 and be asking the question, what the hell just happened?
Rob Brown with me here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in. Final thing for you here, Rob. Who wins it all? Who's your champion?
You know, I got to say, there's a part of me that wants to say it is the Clemson Tigers. And a lot of my evals, Denton Day, have been, what teams do I have the fewest questions about, right? Like, which teams do I have the fewest questions, the most answers about? And I really think Clemson's in that group. I think they have the best defensive front seven in football. Cade Klubnik, while I still have a couple of questions, is a Heisman favorite from just about everybody. They finally got a wide receiver room around Antonio Williams that is answering the call. Really, the only question about this team I have is, what about your running back? You got a converted wide receiver in Adam Randall as RB1 to replace Phil Maffa. Is that enough? We'll find out. The problem that I'm having is, how many times over the years have we seen a team walk through a conference that is maybe not as tough as you'd like, get into the playoffs against teams that have been playing ball games week in and week out, and not be ready? That being said, Dabo Swinney's the head coach. He's got guys ready in tougher spots than this in years gone by. So I think my obvious early lean, as much of a absolute homer clown it's going to make me sound on your radio show, I think the answer I'm going to roll with is the Clemson Tigers. That being said, I think there's plenty of arguments for other teams. You know, does Drew Aller bleep it up in big games like he did last year for Penn State? If the answer is no, I think Penn State's right there in that conversation. I think you can make the argument that if Julian Sain is the recruit Nick Saban thought he was when he brought him to Alabama, Ohio State's going to be right back into that picture. All of that being said, the team that has, to me, the fewest questions and the most answers already out there is the Clemson Tigers. So I don't think I'm being too ridiculous of a homer by saying I think both the Heisman Trophy and the national championship will be making their way to the upstate of South Carolina by the end of this season.
Man, Dabo Swinney is going to be on one if that happens. Rob Brown, you are on one today in the best way possible. Appreciate it as always, my friend. I'll talk to you.
Buddy, college football starts tomorrow. I'm going to be on one for the next 6 months. I'm here when you want me and you need me, big dog.
That is Rob Brown, my man. You can hear him on the BetMGM Network. You can find him on Twitter at The Rob Brown Show. Coming up next, I got 5 hot takes for you about the Commanders season. Maybe you don't think they're hot. That's going to be for you to decide at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Plus, the NFL released numbers 22 and 21 of their top 100 list. Did Jaden Daniels make it into the top 20? All that when we get back. It's a Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
In 5 minutes, I have five hot takes for the Commanders season. I will give them to you. Max will decide if these takes are hot or not, and then you get to decide. It's 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I want your hottest take for the Commanders 2025 season as well. We'll do that in 5 minutes. Ben Standing will join us at noon. The NFL, when we are on the phone with Rob, announced player number 22 and 21 for their top 100 list. I have been under the impression that Jaden Daniels is going to be a top 20 player in the year 2025 on this list. He had one of, if not the best rookie quarterback seasons in the history of the NFL. He took a basically dead franchise and not only rose them back to life, but showed them the joy of what it means to be an NFL franchise and what it means for us as fans to be NFL fans by taking a team to the conference championship that had barely sniffed the playoffs over the last 30 years. And somehow, some way, he ranked at 21 on this list, Max. They had Max Crosby, your namesake, at 22, and Jaden Daniels ranked 21 on the list, not getting into the top 20. Now, I'm nitpicking because this is the highest that any Commander Redskin football team member has ever been. No one has even sniffed the top 20. Trent got to like 44 once before he got traded to San Francisco. This is the highest a Commander or player of Washington has ever been. But damn it, he should be higher. He had a great season last year to the point where we were legitimately calling him a top five quarterback. It wasn't ironic, and it wasn't even wrong. Like, that's the crazy part. You could look at numbers and say, yeah, that guy was definitely a top five quarterback last year. And by the way, as I mentioned, he took an organization that, if you look at the roster on paper, was like a 7-win team, and he got them to the NFC Championship.
So, you know how Jaden Daniels' rookie season is widely regarded as the best rookie season of all time? Is fact or fiction?
Fact.
All right. Dak Prescott's rookie year, 2016. The NFL Top 100 came out 2017. Where did Dak Prescott rank? That is my question to you, Denton.
I have no idea.
17.
Don't like it. CJ Stroud, I think, was top 20 last year, too, right?
I believe he was exactly 20.
So he cracked the top. Now, that obviously is kind of dependent on other players that had really good years that year as well. Like, we know that there's four other quarterbacks for sure that are going to be ahead of him, with Mahomes, with Allen, with Burrow, with Lamar, apparently now with Jalen Hurts. Although I was telling Max during the break, how hilarious would it be as we go back and forth with Philadelphia fans and the dweebs that constantly just come uninvited into our Twitter mentions. But as we go back and forth with them, how hilarious would it be if Jalen Hurts doesn't even make the list? Like, they've been doing all this bitching and moaning about how their quarterback is better than ours, which we know they know is a lie, but Twitter people are going to Twitter. How hilarious would it be if that dude doesn't even make the list?
It
would bring me immense amounts of joy.
In 2024, Jalen Hurts ranked 15. So if he dropped out of this list completely, it would be
hilarious.
Hilarious.
He's not
drop.
Going to, but it would be hilarious. He's probably going to land at like 17 or 16 or something along those lines. But, you know, Ja'Marr Chase had such a good year, so he's going to be high on this list. CeeDee Lamb, I think CeeDee Lamb's already been on here, but Amon-Ra St. Brown's going to be high on this list. Like, there are a lot of good players that had really good years last year. I just don't know that there's 20 better players in the NFL right now than one Jaden Daniels. He was just electric. I sent you the video. Can we pull that up so we can hear the video? We played this when Terry was revealed on that list which timed up really well with some of the things he was trying to do for a contract extension. But here is the package. I know it's video. You can't see it, but there is a lot of stuff that you'll recognize from it. Here's the package that the NFL put together for Jayden Daniels being named number 21 on their list of top 100.
Number one player in the league. I'm going with my guy, Jayden Daniels.
Come on, champ. Come on, champ. Let's go.
After getting selected second overall in the 2024 draft, Jayden Daniels had one of the most impressive seasons by a rookie quarterback in NFL history.
Bengals bring the house. Jayden throws one up from the floor into the end zone. Touchdown, Washington! Unreal!
He's the modern NFL quarterback. Like, he's what everybody's looking for.
You get your best player. And that's Jayden Daniels on the edge. You give him three options. He can run it, he can hit center in the backfield, and he also has the ability to throw that cornerback.
A guy that could command the offense.
What a little okey-doke from Daniels to Ertz.
A guy that can throw the ball downfield.
A perfect throw to Deami Brown. Wow.
Dan Marino told me you can't guard a perfect throw.
A guy that you can use and different run designs and run concepts. And he's an amazing athlete. He has real speed. Once he finds a lane, man, it's like everybody's trying to get to the ball. He can hit a home run.
Jay Daniels, high respect for that. Where you start, man? Keep going. Keep going first.
When you study him on tape, he's so elusive. Keeps plays alive.
Stops. Cuts back, drops the ball, picks it up, throws it towards the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Unbelievable!
Oh, my goodness. This is a Houdini actor's greatest game.
Just to see the poise that he played with as a rookie was very impressive.
How do you like me now, Tampa Bay? Jayden Daniels with a tremendous throw.
He's been a leader, vocal when he needs to be.
I got to be better. We all got to be better.
Every moment when you needed him the most, he's come alive. That's when he played his best football.
10 seconds to go. Into the middle of the end zone. Back, it's gone! Touchdown, Washington! Amazing! Clutch football from the Washington offense!
He has that demeanor like he wants to win, he's going to win.
Hey! Hey, let's go! Come on! That's us!
Third goal at the 2.
In the end zone. Who wants to go to the playoffs? Touchdown, Washington!
Thank you.
They
Thank
win
you.
It under
Thank
game.
You.
I
love
you. Every time I can see his facial expression, I know he's about to do some crazy stuff to win this game.
Pumps down to one last play. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And oh, it's caught! It's a miracle!
That's what you need from your quarterback and your best player. I think he has the potential to be a Mahomes caliber. I got my hands full for the next 8 years.
So that was NFL Network's package on Jayden Daniels. Some of the voices that you heard in there as a part of that, Mikey Sanders still at the beginning. He's the one that said Jayden is the number one player in the league, as he should be.
Agreed.
You had Tyrann Mathieu in there, an LSU guy. You had Bobby Okereke from the New York Giants in there, a guy that plays Jayden Daniels twice a year and who didn't see a lot of Tress Way when he played Jayden Daniels this year. You had Micah Parsons in
future
there
teammate.
At the very end, you know, future Washington Commander Micah Parsons in there. He said he has his hands full for the next 8 years. I guess he was talking about practice.
Yeah.
Hey, Micah, talking about practice, just like Allen Iverson. There are a couple other voices in there, but really good stuff put together by the NFL. Hopefully no one gets mad at us for playing the rival radio station as much as we did, but
we didn't put those
the
in
package.
There.
I thought it looked really, really good. And the crazy thing is, so they had the throw in the New Orleans game in there. And like in a normal year for a good player, that throw in the New Orleans game, and you know what I'm talking about, where he kind of slips, ball on the ground, then throws into the back of the end zone, and Terry basically tackles four people to get the football. In a normal year, that's like the best play of the season. I don't know realistically if it even cracks the top 5 for him. His season was so unbelievable. The Hail Mary, the pass against the Cincinnati Bengals. I would say that pass against Detroit where he put it literally perfectly in the breadbasket for De'Ami Brown might be better.
The pass to Terry right before the end of the Cowboys game.
The second Hail Mary, effectively.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, like, there's so many great plays that he had to the point where that crazy play where he does the splits on the field might legitimately not even be a top five play. He's that good at playing football. It's unbelievable. 21, my ass. It is crazy to me, Max. Like, this is me getting on my soapbox.
You should.
But we're already here. It's crazy to me how the NFL recognizes that he is a superstar. Madden recognizes that he is a superstar. And how much do any of these things really matter? Not a lot. I get that. Who cares? Who gives a damn about the NFL Top 100? Only us, because I got 3 hours to fill here in a blank canvas. I don't even play Madden, but the Madden rankings still piss me off. They're using him to promote their video game.
He's hanging out with the 99 Club.
He's hanging out with Saquon. He's hanging out with Justin Jefferson. They literally got a story out of him because he confirmed that he broke his rib. We all kind of knew that, but he confirmed that he broke his rib, and then they rank him like, what, 84, 85, something ridiculous like that? It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand who the people in charge and how they are viewing this, because he's clearly a superstar. He clearly played at a top five level last year. He took an average roster, and that's being nice. He took an average roster to the NFC Championship game last year, beat teams that he really didn't have any business beating. Detroit was supposed to kill the Commanders, and he hung 45 on them. Now,
weren't
some
they
of
like
that
a
was 10-point
favorite.
It was either 8.5 or 9.5.
Something like
but
that.
But it was massive. Like, it was a big, big deal. And remember, all the conversation was, oh, they're not ready for this Detroit environment. Oh, they're not ready for this atmosphere. Eminem is going to be there, as if Eminem is the most important person that Jayden Daniels has played a football game in front of. Like, the man didn't play at LSU for years and going to Alabama, where it's literally a religion, talking about, oh, Detroit's going to be tough to play in. I'm upset. He should have been in the top 20. He deserved to be in the top 20. He's the highest Commander to ever make this list. So, like, that element of it is cool. But you better put some respect on my name, on my quarterback's name, not my name, but my quarterback's name moving forward here. And putting some respect on his name is what I'm going to do when we get back. I got 5 hot takes for the Commanders this season. Jayden Daniels is involved in one of those. I want you to decide whether they're hot or not. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. You can jump on the phones. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. My 5 hot takes for the Commanders 2025 season next.
All right, happy Friday, everybody. Here's what's happening on August 22nd. Malik Beasley is no longer the target of an NBA gambling pro, potentially opening free agency to one of the league's best shooters. Plus, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones made an appearance on Michael Irvin's podcast to give his side of the Micah Parsons saga. Jerry said he offered Micah a contract with the most guaranteed money in NFL history for a non-quarterback. The Baltimore Orioles are extending rookie catcher Samuel Basayo with an 8-year, $67 million extension. The 21-year-old, widely regarded as one of the best prospects in baseball, lands an extension less than 1 week after being called up to the big leagues. And the Nats, they win 9-3 over the New York Mets. A shaky start for Mackenzie Gore as he just pitches 4 1/3 innings after a couple hit by pitches and walks. The Nats bats were able to get scorching hot, and James Wood puts it away with a 3-run bomb in the 8th inning. The Nats, they will take on the Phillies tonight. First pitch at 6:45. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15 on the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Craig Hoffman, or no longer Craig Hoffman, you can catch Den's Office throughout football season. Don't forget to hit that like button whenever you do decide to join us, and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980 at the Denton Day on Twitter. Ben Standig in 20 minutes. In 40 minutes, a full college football preview as we are, about 24 hours away from the beginning of the season with week zero out in Ireland. We'll have some plays for you, some wagers as we close the show as well. But right now I got five hot takes for the Commanders season 2025. The final preseason game is tomorrow at noon, but I got five hot takes, and Max, it's up to you to decide whether these takes are too hot or maybe too cold. Maybe I need to be better with some of my hot takes here. Okay,
let's do it.
So I got five of them. I'm going to start. Number one, on defense, Dietrich Wise is going to have a double-digit sack season this year.
Ooh.
For the first time in his career, he's going to lead the team in sacks.
Yeah, it's hot take.
I've been incredibly impressed with him. I got to interview him, got to talk with him last week. Massive individual. And I thought the move that he made to get to Joe Burrow in the preseason game was very, very impressive. If Dante Fowler could get 10 sacks last year, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that Dietrich Wise, he's never done it, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that Dietrich Wise can get double-digit sacks this year for the first time in his career. So I think Dietrich Wise is going to lead this team in sacks. I don't see anybody else that can, unless you're super high on Dorrance Armstrong. Like him, not super high on him. I think Dietrich Wise is going to be that guy. I think he gets double-digit sacks. You say that's hot.
Yeah, that's hot. If he's, he's never done it before, and he's been in the league since 2017, so he's going into, what, year nine now?
Or year nine. Eight? Yeah, eight or nine, something like that. Math is tough.
Math is hard, especially when it's right in front of me. But yeah, he's never had more than 7.5 sacks in a season, so this would be a pretty big bump for him, just percentage-wise. Yeah, hot take. I like it.
To be clear, Dante Fowler had only done it once before in his NFL career. That's when he was playing in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. but he also happened to be, having Aaron Donald there on the defensive line, so that certainly helps. Came to Washington without Aaron Donald and still was able to go over double digits. So that's hot take number one. Hot take number two, Jayden Daniels is going to become the first player in NFL history, to throw for 3,500 yards and rush for 1,000 yards in a season. Mind you, three quarterbacks have rushed for 1,000 yards in a season. Lamar Jackson did it in 2019. That was his MVP year, but he only had 3,100 yards, 3,127 yards in 2019. Michael Vick was the first player to do it all the way back in 2006. And then hilariously, Justin Fields did it with Chicago in year number two. My jaw hit the floor. I knew he did it. I knew he had done it, but it was like a reminder when you Google how many quarterbacks have run for this amount of yards and like Justin Fields pops up. But Jane Daniels is going to become the first player in NFL history to pass for 3,500 yards and rush for 1,000 yards in a single season.
I don't want to call it hot. I do want to call it warm, though, because I could definitely see it coming to fruition. And Justin Fields being on that list is it's kind of a jump scare.
I mean, yeah, it's very funny.
But yeah, so we're going a little warm. I'm not sure how warm though. Trying to give it a scale. I guess we'll call that if Dietrich Wise was a 5-alarm fire, we'll call this a 3-alarm fire.
So last year, Jane Daniels threw for 3,568 yards in 17 games, and he ran for 891 yards in 17 games. But you take into consideration that he really didn't play in the Carolina game, but that counts. And he didn't play in the second half of that Dallas game. Now, that second half of the Dallas game and just that Dallas game in general, we have all just we hide. We hide it.
We like to
stuck in the closet. It's buried under a bunch of things because that was the worst half I thought that he played all season. He just did not have it. And then Dan Quinn was like, we're going to the playoffs. Who cares? Marcus, get in there. So that's kind of like hidden in the closet a little bit. But if he plays the entirety of the season, 35 and 1,000, I think, is very much in there. And then, by the way, if he goes for 3,500 yards and 1,000 rushing yards, as the first quarterback to ever do that, there's going to be three letters associated with him, at least in conversations. I don't know that he'll win the award, but it feels like at this point in just the NFL history, you got to do something crazy to win that three-letter award. That would be crazy enough because no one's ever done it throughout the history of the game. So that's hot take number two. Hot take number three. Mikey Sanderson is going to have four picks this year, and he's going to become the first Commander to have four interceptions in a season since 2022. Real quick, Max, before you tell me if this is a hot take or not, do you know who the last Commander to have four interceptions in a season was? You want to talk about Justin Fields being a jump scare? This was a little bit of a jump scare.
I'm thinking.
It was not here. I'll give you a hint. It was not a cornerback.
DJ Swearinger.
It was Derek Forrest.
Oh my God.
I saw that and I was like, not what I was expecting. You know, Fuller had come close in his second stint, but Derek Forrest was the last Commander. At that point, they were a Washington football team, I think. No, that was 2022. They were Commanders. He was the last Commander to have four interceptions in a season. I believe Mikey Sanders still is going to hit that mark. Trey Amos would have been an easy one here because rookie going to get tested a lot. But I do think that they're going to try and test, teams are going to try and test Mikey Sanders still on the inside. I think there's going to be some approach where they think, all right, we can take advantage of the guy that is in the slot. So we're going to go after him. Marshawn Lattimore, over the course of his recent career, has not been a massive interception guy. He had five interceptions in a season early in his career. But as he has become a more, shall we say, dominant, or more just a cornerback one across the league, teams just don't throw to him enough. Like, you do have to get thrown to a lot to be able to come down with four interceptions. But Mikey played really well at the end of the year. He's had a really good camp. I mean, you want to talk about being comfortable in the defense? Check mark. You want to talk about communicating on defense? Check mark. Like, Mikey is checking a lot of boxes. So I think he becomes the first Commander since Derek Forrest in 2022 to have four interceptions. Hot or not?
I don't think it's that hot of a take. I mean, he had four through 20 games last year, including the playoffs. So he had two in that game against Detroit and then two throughout the rest of the regular season. And I think he's going to be a lot more comfortable, like you said, in this defense. He's entering year two. I think he's got a little bit better of a handle on how things go in the league and the speed of the game. So I don't think it's that hot. I'm definitely with you on the take, though. I see it happening. When you said four, I think four might feel a little low.
Yeah, four is like a good quality number. I think we're gone of the days where guys are going to have frequently double-digit numbers. Your Deron Bland with Dallas a couple years ago had a crazy amount. I think he might have touched double digits. Trayvon Diggs came really close. But Like, gone are the years of, like, where Champ Bailey would routinely have 9 in Denver, or where Sherman would have, like, 11 or 12. Those are gone, but I think 4 is a really good number for Mikey to have. Speaking of 4, hot take number 4 for your boy. Denton Day giving his 5 hot takes on the Kevin Sheehan Show here on the Team 980. We've heard a lot of talk this week in particular, but this entire offseason, about regression with Washington. Regression this, regression that. Win total, 9.5 for Washington. They're winning 13 games this year.
Whoa!
They're winning 13 games this year.
That's scorching.
They're going to be at the top of the NFC. They're going to be their first or second seed in the NFC. They're winning 13 games this year. You say it's scorching.
Yeah. I mean, I'm one of those people who is expecting a regression, just because when you look at kind of how the season's laid out, the schedule's a lot tougher. The teams you're playing are a lot tougher. A lot more difficult. The defenses, the quarterbacks, like all of it. I see the regression coming. Like, I think 10 wins is a solid season. 9 wins is not going to get you in the playoffs, but it would be, I don't want to call it a success because you're missing the playoffs, but it would still be like okay, we tried, things got tougher, and we retool for next year. But 13 games, man,
13 games. There are 3.5 teams that scare me on this
three schedule. And a half.
3.5.
Let me hear them.
So Philadelphia is one. Okay. Certainly. Kansas City is another, certainly. Yep. Detroit is one.
The revenge
beat them
tour
last year, but they didn't have Aiden Hutchinson. I think Aiden Hutchinson, for those that are interested, is my defensive player of the year this year. I think he is going to go crazy.
Comeback player of the year, too?
Detroit. Yeah, comeback player of the year, too. And then Denver's like kind of in the middle. I'm like, I don't really know how I feel about Denver that much.
I do fear Denver a little bit. I fear Denver's defense more than I do Bo Nix in the offense, but Bo has been... He was pretty good last year, and he's been putting it together.
He was pretty good last year, but I don't think that he is going to take a step up the way that I think Jaden Daniels is going to take a step up. And
That's fair.
He does achieve my other hot take, these are kind of linked together, if that wasn't clear. If he does achieve the other hot take that I gave for him, 3,500 yards and 1,000 rushing yards, first time in NFL history that a quarterback does that, I find it hard to believe that they punt the ball a lot. And if they're not punting the ball a lot, that means unless you're scoring 40, you're going to be in a whole lot of trouble with this offense. And I'm really excited about the pieces that they're going to add with Deebo Samuel, with Jalen Lane, to see how Laremy Tunsil is going to fare at the left tackle spot, to see now Brandon Coleman shifting to a guard spot, and just the amount of pulling and athleticism that he brings to some of the dynamic runs that they're going to end up creating. You mentioned Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, the addition of him, and maybe Chris Rodriguez taking a big step up. Like, there's a lot of things that have me really excited about this team putting together a lot of points on the board, and then it just really comes down to, are you going to be able on the other side to equal the amount of offensive output? It's kind of similar to like where Cincinnati is, but the defense is better than what Cincinnati's is, because every defense is better than what Cincinnati's is. You could go to Bullis High School and find a better defense than Cincinnati. I could go to Freedom High School in South Riding and find a better defense than what Cincinnati's putting out there. They're just a bunch of hot garbage. Here's number 5, Max. Here's number 5. Hot take number 5, the final hot take that I have here. If you think any of these are scorching, at the Denton Day, you know where to get at me, at the Denton Day. Hot take number 5. Terry McLaurin signs a long-term deal and has his first ever 1,200-yard season. An I am him season.
It would be nice.
And I told you so.
But
season.
So I don't know if we get that long-term thing before the season starts. And if he does end up playing out his contract and having that 1,200-yard season, that spells a lot of trouble going forward for the front office, at least in my mind.
If he signs the deal?
If they don't get a deal done before the season starts and he has that 1,200-yard season, things are going to get dicey in Commanderland.
That they will. But I think he signs that deal, I think he goes out there and balls out. Now, he might look at him sideways and be like, see, this is why I wanted all that money. But I think he goes out there and balls out. So I do have an adjustment to make here. I have been giving false information.
Uh-oh.
Robert Griffin III ranked 15th in the top 100 in 2013. And Jaden Daniels ranked 21st.
I don't think players take their top 100 votes seriously anymore.
I don't know that they ever did. But they definitely don't now. Yuck. So disgusting. I was wrong about that. Robert Griffin currently still the highest ranked NFL top 100. I didn't even know they were doing the top 100 list in 2000 and 13? I thought it started in like 2015. How long have you been doing this damn thing?
We did this yesterday. The first list was the 2011 season. Tom Brady ranked number one.
Oh, that's right.
And then
right.
he ranked number one again in like 2022. So Tom Brady's been running the league for...
So Robert was able to get into the top 20, but Jaden Daniels, who had a better season than Robert, was not able to get into the top 20.
That's the thing, man. Zach Bond ranked 26, and let's all calm down, man. Zach Bond had a great year last year. He's not the 26th best player in the league. Come on.
These rankings in 2013 are kind of funny, though. You want to guess number 7, Alden Smith.
Ooh.
Number 8, Arian Foster.
Hell yeah, man.
Some of these are crazy looking back at. Number 9, Washington Commanders legend Von Miller. That one makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it does.
But like the sleeve looked a lot different. Robert was 15. So Robert is the highest ranking member of the Washington organization in the top 100. But it should have been Jaden Daniels because Robert's season was not better than Jaden Daniels. Ben Standing is great, though. So he's better than Robert Griffin was. That's for sure. He joins us next. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.